Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Hello, Leroy.
Man, you follow me everywhere.
What happened?
Somebody went, it's Dylan Gabriel. Why don't they just throw Shadur in there? Let's see what he's got. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's a good take. Who had that take? Was that Jay Crawford?
Cleveland Tobin.
No. No. Everybody's the same, man. Like, I get it. Like, they don't, like, here's when you know it's time to make a change at quarterback. There's nobody that's heard anything from a player, either behind closed doors, like, not even from, you know, a source, right? Ain't nobody saying Shadur should be playing, which means he ain't ready. Because with a team like that, the way the quarterback is playing, right, that if there was any chance to be better at that position, then the players would say something, right? They always say something to somebody, even if it's behind closed doors and an unknown source. Somebody says something. Ain't nobody
usually
said nothing as a player about Shadur needs to be in there, which says what? He ain't ready. And you can say, like, to have a conversation about these two players, right, who are supposed to develop, you ain't got no wide receivers. Can't nobody get open. And hence, that's why Joe Flacco could go and throw for 400 with two guys that can get open. Right? So don't put it on, you got rid of Flacco. Don't put it on Flacco. Put it on the fact that you got receivers with a young quarterback that can't get open or bat the ball around like it's nothing. Let's start there. I said, but then let's not avoid the issue. The issue is you signed a guy and gave him $230 million and he done played about 12 games.
How's his rehab going, by the way? How's his rehab going, by the way?
No picks and no players. You know what that is? That's the sign of a team that's going to be 2-15. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not like 2-15.
It's not good, dude. It's not good.
No picks, no players.
Well,
you know what they say? It seemed like all the GMs that said F them picks. Like, yeah.
No, they're doing those memes now in Indy. We'll see how that goes for them.
Hey, leave my favorite owner alone, man. I love
Carly.
I love Carly.
She's the best.
I love her. I just love the
with her headset.
With her headset and her big herringbone necklace around her neck and the headboard.
Hey, she looking over there taking notes like she mean business too. I'm talking about business.
I ain't gonna
hate on her.
I respect it. I respect somebody that's like, you know what? I've just been handed this new role. Let me go down and see what's really going on before I start firing people.
Probably better than her.
Guess what? She got a headset on. She listening to the plays. She charting information or whatever. So you know what? Give her mad respect for learning. She's getting in there and learning everything about the game. And she said it perfectly. How are we going to know what players to get rid of and keep if I don't know what's going on?
Well, her late dad, his solution was, let's get Jeff Saturday in there. See what he's got.
Right. Right.
That's out of
it's funny,
that's
though. Out of that team look good, don't they?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. The Bulls, they improved yesterday to 6-1. Would you like to hear their game winner yesterday, Leroy, called by Stacey King, of course, on
yeah.
the This was on Bulls TV yesterday.
On the inbound from Jones, it's Oubre on him. Carter sets up a screen. Giddy races to the basket, fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Vuce Main for three. Vuce Main steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season. Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth, I'm coming again, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord. It's the big one, Elizabeth. The cardiac Bulls again. Just when you think you see a flat line, there's a pulse. Pulse, baby. Woo!
Oh my!
That's a little too early to to already be dying already.
Wow. Like,
first 2 weeks of the
game
season.
Game 8.
Jeez.
Well.
I'm saying.
He was very sick of Zach LaVine, clearly. He likes the new fun young Bulls.
The intangibles. That's the
intangibles. That's a
point. Intangibles is right. That's nice.
Vucevic and Bouzelis. Everybody's going international.
Point for Vlad.
They do. So the Bulls, they are pretty intangible. Who else?
Dude, did you see the intangible that dunked yesterday?
No. Which one?
In college basketball?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I did not.
This guy
Flag got some hops.
No, but he went down the lane, cocked back the ball, and yammed it on somebody. Oof. It was a poster. It's already dunk of the year.
I didn't see
within the first two games.
I did not see it. I'll check that out during the break. But, no, yes, the Bulls, very intangible. The Lakers.
Intangibles. Wow.
I mean, intangibles love lakes.
That's true. The Heat will be back in action tonight. 9 o'clock is when they get going.
I might be able to catch some of that.
The Dolphins back on the practice field. Mike McDaniel says Chop Robinson remains in concussion protocol, no improvement yet, or no return for any of the guys on IR. So no Austin Jackson. No,
dude, he's missed the whole year.
Daniel, pretty much.
He missed the whole year.
Was it an ankle injury?
Toe, wasn't it?
Toe? Oh, all right. I'm not playing.
I'm not gonna let you besmirch a toe injury.
I think he tried
to. For real.
I think he tried to come back, and then toe said, "Mm-mm."
Oh, the player is from Kentucky. His name is Colin Chandler. That's very intangible.
Oh,
wow.
Colin
Chandler. That's it. Wow.
That is double the intangible. He doubled down on it.
And he plays for Kentucky?
And he plays for Kentucky.
Dude's never going to have to buy a meal the rest of his life.
He hit the intangible trifecta.
Dude.
First, last name.
And school. Yeah, he hit the trifecta.
Yeah.
But, bro, he dunked on this man.
So you're telling me that Kentucky's got a high-flying dunk artist and he's intangible?
And he's intangible.
Jeez. The only thing that would make him more popular is if he was a horse that could race.
Don't get it twisted now. Kentucky always gets some high-flying intangibles. Rex Chapman was a high-flying intangible.
I know. Listen, they love that.
They love it out
they
there.
They love that. Ashley Judd, she's going crazy. Is she still the most famous Kentucky fan?
But let me tell you this. If you're a student or an athlete, especially playing college basketball for University of Kentucky, and you see Ashley Judd all the time, that's a good reason why to go to Kentucky. I'm sorry. That's a very good reason.
Dade South says, wait until Tobin finds out the Euro players on the Canes. I saw we had one of those. I was excited. I watched a little bit of the Jacksonville game. He didn't have the ch-ch on the end, though. I don't know if they get those jerseys in college. If they got the Euro, I don't know if they got the Euro letters in college, but I saw him. I saw him have a couple plays. I was like, all right. I think they said he was from. I think he's Czech.
What's Euro letters? They got an accent.
They got the little thing. They got the little V above the C. They got the little dash above the C.
Dude,
what?
I'm sure all Europeans are looking at us like stupid
Americans. Dumb.
What is he talking about?
Stupid Americans.
Malovich.
Ain't nobody told you to listen to this show to be smarter.
Timotej? I don't know how to say
it. Let it go.
He's got a J at the end. It's really scaring me.
Spell it. T-I-M?
T-I-M-O-T-E-J. Timotej Malovich. Malovich?
T-H must mean something. Like, it must be a different pronunciation.
Oh, you're making it worse.
Or is it just, or is it just silent? Timotej Malovich.
I think it's Timotej. I think you got it right with Timotej.
I think it's Timotej.
I think it's Timotej
Malovich. He's from Bratislava, Slovakia.
So he's
he's Slovakian.
Slovakian. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy.
And then we have somebody from Turkey as well.
Hey, periodically in this show, our intelligence takes a hit.
It's usually around noon.
Toba would get that name perfectly if he was a fighter. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would need a couple practices. I've never had the ending with the J. That scared me a little. Timotej.
Okay.
Timotej Malovich. I know Malovich. That's easy. But it's the first name that's scaring me. I'm gonna call him Timo.
It's always the smart move is by shortening the name. They know who they are. They know who you're referring to.
Yep. But Kane's got their first win. They take on Bethune tomorrow. So
at home?
Yes, at the Watsco.
Oh, okay.
At the Watsco.
I'm going to go check it out.
You got Kane's basketball tomorrow. You got Thursday night football. And you got Panthers and Kings late. Crazy. Schmeeson says, Tobin's favorite itch is a sandwich. I love a sandwich, too. I think sandwiches are my favorite.
For Witcher.
That's so bad. Dude, oh, my goodness. Does this man work or just sit around just waiting for blows?
Something tells me he's like a day trader. He's probably got...
No! Tells me... He's a former TV writer, like a sitcom writer, like an out of work writer right now, who just listens to radio and tries to get some inspiration for a new show. Maybe and that's why he comes up with these jokes.
Maybe he wrote like How I Met Your Mother, and he's just sitting on syndication like money.
Lorre or something like that. He was down with them. Like, yeah, you know, might have wrote an episode for like Mad About You or something like that.
Dade South says they call him Timo on their website. All right, Timo it is.
Which would make it worse, when everybody call him by the nickname, and then you come in there trying to use his full name, and they just know he don't know who this is.
Malovich. That will get me more interested.
Oh, because they got Euros?
I love it.
They only have one?
Nope. They got somebody from Israel on the team, Noam Dovrat, and they got the guy from Turkey.
Can they go to Brooklyn? Like, why are we going all there? Can they go to Carroll City?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, what are we doing here?
He had to start from scratch. He's like, listen, that team sucked last year. We need to start from scratch.
We can't go to, you know, we can't go to West Palm. We can't go to Broward. Like, what are we doing?
No, they got a bunch of guys, local guys. They got a bunch of local guys.
I would hope so. Like,
a lot of Florida guys on the team. A lot of Florida guys, a lot of Texas.
I mean, guys literally went to Temple to go get a player.
We had the dude from Australia not too long ago also.
But... You know what that also means?
Hmm?
They're probably a lot older than a lot of the other players. So you're probably going to have some men playing against boys.
Timo's a freshman.
When the guys come over from the islands, they always question how old they are in baseball. But in basketball, if we get a 37-year-old Czech player, nobody seems to make nobody seems to do anything.
Are you claiming Kasper Šljakačonis is older than we think?
I'm just saying, like, nobody's questioned it.
Take a break.
Jovic is 36, and we don't know it.
Back after this. Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Going to get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here for you, which is brought to us by our friends at Lexus, the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer as the Miami Dolphins are getting set against the Buffalo Bills. Mike McDaniel getting his team ready, a team they do not beat very often.
Ready for what?
Kind of have their number.
They're 2-7.
Seven.
Yeah. A lot of teams have their number.
Well, come on. Come on. Yes, but also this team in particular. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This is Papa.
I know.
Josh Allen has had the Dolphins and a baby Bjorn his entire career.
Right.
I mean, he kills them. It's crazy. But Mike McDaniel did speak to the media.
You notice how we have to play Mike McDaniel cuts at the beginning of a segment?
Well, yeah. He was asked about how the Dolphins handled the trade deadline. Here's what he had to say.
It's a good question. It was a collaboration of myself, Champ, and Brandon Shore, and utilizing the you know, all of the minds that we have within the organization, but you know, communicating you know, with our ownership directly, and so, you know, our relationships are strong. We had very, very healthy conversations, and we're all in agreement for the moves and or moves we didn't make. But it was a normal trade deadline process where you are, contrary to popular belief, you generally talk about a ton over 50% of your players that are that, you know, there's conversations all over the place with every team because everyone's trying to get better and seeing what competitive advantage they can get. You know, happy with the preparation portion of this morning for the Buffalo Bills.
What? Is that what? Contrary to popular belief that they don't talk about, that they talk about a lot of their roster?
What are we contrary to popular belief in? Because I don't even know what the hell he said. So what are we contradicting? What are we contrarians on? Please explain to me. Contrary to popular belief.
Mike McDaniel.
What? All I remember is that was a good question. Really?
Mm. Yep.
Don't give him that much credit.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on
myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's just he is not efficient with the words.
Yeah.
Here he was unasked about how close they were to any trades.
Yeah, it's tough for me to as the deal gets done or it doesn't, you're either far off or you're real close, but somebody has to, you know, let down their guard or their positioning.
Is this jiu-jitsu?
All deals are not close to me until they're done. So I have a weird way of looking at it, but like, yeah, there wasn't anything that moved the needle for us to change our roster beyond what we've done. I was excited for 4 o'clock because I got to get back to where my mind has been at and where I'm making sure everyone's mind's at. and that is the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Well, listen, you've been very focused.
Dude. Hey.
Hmm? You all right?
No, I ain't all right. What was the question?
How close were they to any trades? And he said it's either done or not close in his mind. I guess that's one way to look at it. Either the deal happens or it doesn't. I guess you're right. It's not like that Danny Ainge who loves talking about almost trades.
Well, but here's the problem. With professional athletes, if you mention almost trade, then they think, oh, so you didn't want me.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Of course.
Because, I mean, how many all season we've been trading Tyler Hero?
Oh, we just did it when you were talking to Jay Crawford.
Yeah, we did.
We did it again?
We did.
I didn't trade him. Vlad just like, Tyler Hero for John Morant?
And also,
why not? Dude, absolutely not.
Did you see that commercial that he did? Did you watch what I sent you?
No.
It was very strange.
Once you put the captions on, and I'm like, I'm not.
Why not? I thought the captions would make you want to watch it.
No. Made me less want to watch it.
I said, did you see the commercial, Vlad?
Of who, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yeah, the Nike, the new Nike commercial? Yeah, I did.
I was like, kind of some sound points on those on those tweets.
Tyler. So, isn't that the they do that on late night?
Right, when they mean the mean tweets,
right.
But some of them be
these weren't actual factual. Yeah, these weren't mean tweets. These were kind of well reasoned, skeptical Tyler Hero takes. That's what they were. Nobody was like, Tyler's a bum. Tyler stinks. It was like, Tyler Hero is good, but he's never going to be an all NBA player. And I'm like,
it's kind never of healthy when you need him.
It's kind of how I feel. I think he's really good. Just, do we want to pay him $50 million? Questionable.
You want to max everybody out. You think money is
unlimited. If I could max everybody out,
it's not his money.
It's not my money. If Mickey Arison could make everybody want to take a cruise and everybody could be maxed out, you get a max. I'd be the max Oprah. But
can I just tell you this?
You can't do it.
Even if you could and had the money to max out everybody,
yeah,
there comes a point where you say, absolutely not. It's not about the money. The problem is that I appreciate the way the league has done it and kind of staggered what your max money you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for some reason, every NBA player think they should get the max.
Every one of them. Yeah.
Right. And so that's not what that was designed for. That was designed to cap what the top players can make.
Right.
Not the lesser players be able to get 30, 40 million.
There shouldn't be a Jazz max right now.
Right.
Even as nice as Lauri Markkanen is, should he be making what LeBron makes?
Let me say this.
But that's market, my point. The market. Yeah, this went the wrong way.
That's how the Dolphins got in trouble with the market is the market.
The market's the market.
But didn't this go the opposite way that the league thought it was going to go? Because you got a lot of guys.
Well, it got
making max money.
Yeah,
because they're looters in a riot.
Right, and if you're an agent, you're like, well, if I don't get my guy the max, then I stink as an agent.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm guessing the way the league approached this, they were not talking about the Tyler Heroes getting the max. It was more for the LeBron Jameses and them capping out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody gets a max to the point where who's going to be the first guy to say, you ain't worth a max? Because, like, at some point, like, even if you have all the money in the world and you're a great businessman, don't you have to look back and go, come on now. Right? Like, you think right now Pat Riley is looking at Tyler Hero and saying, yeah, well, as soon as he gets healthy, we can get that $50 million.
Even but the commercial's so strange because, like, he looks at the takes and he's just like, It's not even like, well, I'll show them. It's just Tyler Hero reading a television.
Because he's hurt. What are you going to show us? His boot?
He said one of the takes was,
annoying level of good enough where it's hard to replace him, but not good enough to be a one or two on a great team.
And then he just leans back, and I'm like, kind of a sound take. You know what? He's an annoying level of good. It's like, I agree. Tyler Hero's a really good player. How good is he on a contender? Probably the third best guy.
If I told you on the Miami Heat team, as currently constructed, you have three max players, you'd be like, I shouldn't.
No.
Right? But that's my point.
They have one max player who's getting the max.
But again, if things work out and guys start, you know, coming into their own, you could possibly have three max players, but not have three max players.
The interesting thing is going to be is like what happens when the Heat come in with that Norman Powell extension in the middle of the year that's like very reasonable. And then it's like, oh, that's their guy. That's their guy.
Think
now.
About this. The way Norman's playing and the way he has played in recent years, if he don't get a max, can you honestly go to Tyler and say you get a max?
Tate South says he has blonde eyebrows in the commercial. Nothing he says after that matters.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, if I gave you a choice with all-around game, Norman Powell or Tyler Hero?
Oh.
The fact that you have to think about it, if Norman Powell gets...
I think it's respect for Norm, though. I've been very impressed with him.
But if Norman Powell gets $30 million a year,
yeah, I wouldn't
Powell
pay Norman.
Not get 50.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay Norman Powell the max either. Like, even if you paid Norman Powell 40, I'd be like, okay, that would make me a little squeamish. But if they want, but if he wants to sign what Tyler Hero's signing right now, and then they move on, like I get that, I would understand that. But I also want to see what happens. Like, there is a part of me that's curious. I don't want it to be the fact that every time they play would. Tyler's hurt, they play well. Like, I'd like to see, hey, can he make this better? Can he be, you know, an igniter for all this? I'm curious.
You just answered your own question.
I know. I
answered your own question. When you start off a conversation by saying, I don't want him to play better when Tyler's hurt.
Yeah, I don't.
So you're kind of answering your question. But I think what happened is the reason why it's working this time is because Powell and Hero haven't been on the roster together.
Jay Toll says
they both kind of do the same thing. I think Powell does it.
He's more physical getting to the rim by far. But
that's where I was getting at.
Tyler's one of the best shooters on the planet. Could probably hit from a lot of different spots better on the. But man, I tell you what, that
who do you trust here?
That Norm Powell's pure.
And I just saw this. If I had one shot, right, at the end of a game, am I giving it to Norm or giving it to Tyler? Because Norm could get me a bucket at the rim.
Two or three.
Huh?
Do I need a two or a three? If I need a two, probably Norm. If I need a three, probably Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I want it. I don't know.
Go look at their three-point percentages.
Kickback says Tyler is never speaking to Tobin again.
Well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm just having. First of all, I didn't make the commercial. Now I'm curious. You looking it up, Vlad?
What, the 3-point percentage?
What of who? Yeah. Powell and Hero.
Of Norm Powell and Tyler Hero
in their career. Hold on.
Yeah, career. Because I think sometimes we feel
Tyler's a great 3-point shooter. He is.
Okay.
I think he was fourth in makes. Overall last year?
All right. Tyler Hero's career 3-point percentage is 38%.
That's excellent. But also, Norman Powell's a much different player than Tyler as far as, like, he got to come along slowly. Like, he was Gabe Vincent with Toronto.
But I don't care about that. I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do with my team right now.
I'm kind of doing it.
We're sitting here saying, if I have a two.
Norman Powell's 39.9%.
Wow. Yeah.
So my point is this. You're saying Tyler Hero's a better 3-point shooter.
But how many shots?
The numbers, see, like
it is. I mean, like Tyler. I mean, Tyler takes a lot, so I'm just curious on that.
Okay.
But I get you. Look, Norman Powell's been great.
Hold on.
He's been great. I
hold on.
Guys,
wait.
Norman's a, if you look at the comparison, you would take all right, Tyler's had a 19.4 points per game in his career. Norman Powell's 13.3. But
I'm looking at Norman's
field goal percentage. Norman Powell shoots at 47%. Tyler shoots at a little bit under 45%. 3-point percentage, Norman Powell's.
His numbers are excellent.
Yeah, 40%.
His numbers are excellent.
No, how many 3-pointers has he shot in his career?
Oh, it's like four, a little over four. But I'm looking at like last year, he took like 7 a game, and he was shooting at 42%. Like it was incredible.
Right,
great year like by him.
So my whole point is, we sitting here making an assumption, and those numbers tell a different story.
If I give you another chance
with the information you have right now,
Look at that.
And I say, would you be okay with Norm Powell shooting that shot?
Oh yeah, I would be okay with it.
Now here's the other thing: when you say, "Who's that dog?" Who's like when I'm? It's fourth quarter. I need to go get it. Who's that dog?
This is a very first impression, but it does appear that Norm Powell has that dog in him.
Right. So basically, in your efforts to just blurt out answers, the facts tell a different story.
The facts have changed.
Okay. So now, if you say they're both similar players and one player has that dog, if I give him 30, 40 million, I'm not giving Tyler Hero 50. End of discussion.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with you.
That's all. That's where I was getting at.
We're not disagreeing.
Okay.
We're not disagreeing.
All right, so we're going to be on that Nike commercial next year. Because that just sounded.
You mean the soundly pointed, not irrational Nike commercial?
Yeah. It's not. And guess what?
It's nothing against him.
It's nothing against him. But they see. Norman Powell just seems to be that dude when he needs to be. And Tyler could give you the mean mug or whatever, but he's slight of foot. They slap him around sometimes.
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Right. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello! Jennifer!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer has entered the building.
Yep. Hey.
I love how you guys all said the same thing.
Vlad.
What did you have?
T.S.
Oh, you had it with a watermelon.
Those are good. Travel sours.
That's what you call it, travel.
I'm going to tell you something, dude. You better be brushing the holy hell out of your teeth.
Oh, it's sticky. Oh, yeah. It's sticky and gummy.
You better be having the water picker going on there.
In your bathroom. Let's specify where.
Dude, I almost drowned the last time I used a.
That especially if you miss your teeth and you hit that little throat button in the back of your throat.
What do we have today?
The uvula. Is that what it's called? The uvula?
I don't know what the hell that's called. But...
yeah.
What do you got today, Leroy, for Or Jennifer, what do you have today for Rats Off a Ship?
I ain't got nothing.
What do you got, Jennifer?
Words. Okay, Leroy, let us know.
He first... threw me off with uvula.
That's what it's called, the uvula or uvula.
Hey, let's move on.
Okay, first we have a new Mummy movie coming out. Apparently,
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, he signed off on the fourth Mummy movie.
Really? Is The Rock going to be in it?
I'm not sure.
I'm rats off a ship. I got no use for the Mummy. I saw the first one. I don't think I saw Scorpion King.
Yeah,
I saw the one with the chick with the two eyes.
Yeah.
That was one with Tom Cruise. Mm. She's been in a lot of movies.
Wait. What? The Mummy?
I actually found out Tom Cruise was in a movie yesterday. Yeah. Literally yesterday.
No, I saw the other girl, the girl that was the Mummy in that movie. With the two eyes. She had like two eyes on each eyeball.
Is that the one that was trying to bring back her boyfriend in the Mummy?
No, that's a different one.
I mean, I'm happy that Brendan Fraser is like back in the fold, you know.
He's old now, isn't he, man? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, is he like Mummy Sensei? Like, what is he?
Listen, Brendan Fraser was only mummified. Like, that was the role he had. And then he started doing some like, you know, good like, I don't want to say indie movies, but like serious acting roles. And I think he might have got nominated for an Oscar.
I tried watching that whale. Couldn't get through it.
Whale
not
movie.
Because not because it wasn't good. It was a little gross.
But he got a lot of love and a lot of respect for that movie.
He's done The Mummy. Who did the, not the Indiana Jones, but the other one, the like Indiana Jones Museum. No, that was.
You talking about National Treasure? You talking about Nick Cage and National Treasure?
National Treasure?
Nicolas Cage. But it's the same stuff, same type of movie.
Nah, not really.
Adventure for Artifacts?
Yeah,
like, Journey to the Center of the Earth?
He did that, yeah.
Schmeathen. Tobin turned off the whale because it was like looking in a mirror.
Jeez.
That's so mean.
That was wrong. You see, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he really is. He's like Billy Wagner. He just keeps pumping 100 right there on the black, you know?
Encino Man.
But I'm Rats Off a Ship. I don't really, I can't say a fourth Mummy will get me in shit. I don't think I saw Mummy 3.
Rats Off a Ship.
Leroy?
I'm Rats Off a Ship. Like it's a Mummy, dude. Now,
Rats Off a Ship.
The one thing that I am terrified about is, I've entered a verbal agreement with my daughter that she's going to go with me to see Predator.
Oh, there's a new Predator?
Yes.
Predator Badlands. It looked crazy.
Ooh.
It's like humans going to their country and hunting them down.
There's two old Arnold Schwarzenegger movies coming out.
Is he in it?
I don't know if he's in it, Running Man and Predator are being remade or have been remade.
Interesting.
And then, for her doing that, guess what I have to go see?
What?
Oh, no.
Wicked.
Oh,
that's
dude.
That's not bad.
Wow. Have you seen the first one?
I'm so sorry. I didn't like the first one.
Haven't seen the first one.
Well, I just saw the worst movie of the weekend, Regretting You. It was terrible. Oh,
my goodness. Wait, Regretting who?
Terrible in what sense?
You went with the wife.
You talking about like a pork chop sandwich?
Did you go with the wife?
I got dragged by the wife. Yeah, okay. She wanted to see the movie. So, Regretting You is a terrible movie, okay? It is about a pair of married couples that were high school friends, okay? One of the couple, and it's sisters, and then there's a husband, and then there's a boyfriend love interest. They've all been friends since high school. And
have
it
they
starts
all messed
off
around each other?
Well, it starts off, the first scene is the wife, she's looking at her husband go off with the sister, a little too friendly at the beer pong table, if you ask me. We fast forward 17 years later. She reveals she's pregnant. So the husband and the wife, they get married, obviously. They raise the kid 17 years old. And the sister, she ends up with the nerdy boyfriend. They rekindle, and they end up having a young kid. Well, spoiler alert. For anybody
somebody's kid ain't theirs.
Technically, it's not a spoiler alert.
Somebody's
an
uncle that should be a father, or somebody's an aunt that should be a...
Well, I'll spoil. Yeah, that's why I'm saying spoiler, Jennifer, because I'm going to spoil the movie because it was terrible. I'm going to save you time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have to go see it with your significant other, then you might want to turn off the radio. The sister and the husband die in a car accident together because they were hooking up.
See, this is what I hate about those movies. So, like, they're having an affair, and then they die. So the person who got cheated on has to feel the guilt of losing the person that they love, but yet the person that they love was also cheating.
Right. As a family member. She lost a sister
and a husband
in one car crash.
And because they were fornicating with each other.
Right. Well, I don't know if that's why they died, but that was the insistence. So then the boyfriend, who was
the nerd boy,
going to marry the sister.
Nerd boy?
But he was always in love with the wife the whole time. So he was kind of glad that they died, it seems like.
Leroy.
Because he got to slide right in there.
Leroy.
So he got in there with the grief hookup.
I know what you're going to say, Vlad. This is more intangible stuff.
Let me guess. Was there any non-intangible in this movie that was in the, main supporting actor? Mm-mm. No. Probably a doctor that said, yes, your wife passed away. This is so intangible.
No.
This is only intangible.
Mm-hmm. It was really
you know
bad.
What the black version of that is? Why did I get married?
The lead of this movie is also the girl from Megan.
What's the Think Like a Man? That's the movie. That's the movie.
It was a terrible movie. And I'm just like a little too fast to move on from the grief for me. Matt. It was always you.
It was she hit you with the always
when
that happened. D had a tissue. She was going, this is so romantic.
And you know they're going to talk about it in whatever lady meet group session they have. Coffee house.
She hated it. She thought it was stupid too, thankfully. But it was a dumb movie.
She didn't think it was stupid, you wouldn't be saying it was stupid.
No, I would. I would have just said it for the radio show. I wouldn't have told her.
Did you? So you watched the whole movie? At some point you guys just got up and left?
No, I stuck through it. I stuck through it because I was like, oh, I want to see. Like, it would be realistic if they didn't end up together. But because the wife and the boyfriend, who was kind of now happy that his ex-fiance or dead fiance is gone, now they're all good.
Was also her sister.
Right. Right.
Okay, my question again.
Yep.
Isn't this also a story that goes around the kids? Or like at least the girl?
Yeah, but only because she's trying to – see, the only part that's a tough mother-daughter relationship – that, you know, your classic, I hate you, mom. The only thing is the mom kept the reason the dad died from her a secret, which is a good by the mom. She was trying to like really, hey, your dad was a real pig. He was giving it to my sister and that's why they died.
Your aunt.
Yeah. So she kept that from him. And then at the end, she's like, this is what happened. Spoiler alert.
Oh, this gets better.
The daughter
movie was garbage because he bringing up bits and pieces of it, like his memory.
The daughter.
Like, oh.
Well, she hates the mom. You're the worst mom. She's always grounded, right? And then she wants to. The daughter is got a boyfriend who's on the. You know, he's one of those bad boys. You know, classic teen movie, right? She walks in because the boyfriend and the wife now are
hooking up,
sparking a love interest, but she doesn't know any of the backstory. She doesn't know that her father was a dirty cheat. She doesn't know any of this. So she just walks in on the mom making out with the boyfriend. And so she thinks that her mom is just moving on from dad with no backstory. So then she has to tell him the truth.
Mm-hmm. But still, if you're moving on from your dad, you shouldn't be moving on with her boyfriend.
You shouldn't, but I give her a pass because her husband and sister.
This movie is called Regretting You.
Her husband and sister, you could understand why she'd make some confused decisions. I give her a pass. Anyway, I regret seeing that movie.
You regret seeing the movie.
let me tell you. That's more intangible
stuff
right
there.
That
is so intangible, bro.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It don't get no more
Nobody
intangible.
In my life that I've been involved with or my parents or anything.
No. Now, listen. I've been to weddings. Right? Where an ex, the divorced couple are there and they bring, one might bring their new significant other and the other one's still not over the fact that they're divorced. So they might be a little, melee, a little freakish. But, so that's always good because you got alcohol and you got food and somebody ruining somebody's big day because they decided to take their own personal pain, to task. But this is a little crazy.
It was crazy.
Like, this is like too many people. It's almost
too much.
It's a little much. It's a little much.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was. Anyway, that ruined Rats Off a Ship. I apologize.
I mean, I think we're all rats off a ship on this.
By the way,
I agree. Yeah.
Uvula is a thing.
Please.
I just don't think you're.
I don't like the
right.
word though. Please, I just don't like it.
Hey, wait. The uvula is a small conic projection that hangs from the back edge of the soft palate in the human throat.
Stop.
It is composed of a connective tissue.
Stop.
Right, muscle fibers.
We get you know it. We get good
it.
For you.
Leroy, we get it. Okay. I'm just saying, let's just get away from that word.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.